Our condolences to the believers on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his beloved family members, and his loyal companions. Alhamdulillah, we have been blessed to honor and commemorate the memory and mission of the great event of Karbala. So, we had said that Lady Zainab salamullah alayha was a great lady of many exemplary traits. And that's why she can be and is a role model for every single Muslim woman wherever you are. And even if you're not Muslim, she can still be your role model. Isn't it just beautiful how much we can learn from Lady Zainab salamullah alayha if we just take the time to think about it all? So, I'm sure you must remember my friend Amina. She's the one who keeps offering us opportunities for blessings. Well, it was a beautiful, crisp autumn day. You know the kind that the sun feels so warm on your skin, but the breeze is so cool? Subhanallah. Anyway, I had gone to school that day, and well, you know what school is like. And then it was finally time for recess. I looked around the schoolyard, enjoying the beautiful autumn weather. And strangely, I saw Amina sitting in the corner of the schoolyard. It looked like she was crying. I thought to myself, I pray everything is all right. So I slowly walked up to her, and most surely she was crying. I said, "Salam, Amina." She replied, "Salam, Fatima." I said, "I hope it's not that bad." And then Amina said, her aunt had just lost her teenage son, Abbas, in a car crash. I was taken aback, and as usual, I didn't know what to say. All I could think of was, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." May Allah bless him and give strength to your aunt and your family. Slowly, Amina looked up at me with tears in her eyes and started to tell me about Abbas. How he used to regularly go to the masjid and he used to play with the younger kids there. How he always tried his best to pray on time. He was an exemplary cousin and friend. He was an active member of the masjid's youth group. And how he had posters of Imam Sayyid Khamenei and Haj Qasim on his wall. But most moving to me was when Amina said Abbas loved attending the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then Amina said something that broke my heart. She said her aunt and uncle would begin to cry whenever they thought no one was looking. I could see that this was a very tragic loss for Amina's family. I thought to myself, what did Lady Zainab face that would fit the situation that Amina and her family were facing? Alhamdulillah, it came to me. I said, "Amina, Lady Zainab is such a beautiful role model. It seems like she had to face practically everything that we have to face in our lives. I guess that's what makes a role model a true role model. You can relate to them in all your matters." So I said, "Did you know Lady Zainab salamullah alayha had a beautiful nephew in the prime of his youth? He resembled the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Sirah and Sunnah. And you know, he even looked like the Holy Prophet. And Lady Zainab salamullah alayha had another nephew. He was so sweet, just a small little boy, and he thought that death for his imam was sweeter than honey. And of course, there was another nephew, who was just a small baby, making those cute little baby noises. And then there were Lady Zainab's own sons. They were precious little things. The grandsons of one who had been endowed wings in paradise." Amina looked at me and said, "What a beautiful family, filled with such beautiful people. MashaAllah. But what do they know about what I'm going through and what my family is going through?" I said, "Amina, don't think like that. Lady Zainab salamullah alayha lost every single one of these people in the span of just one day. And that day is Ashura." But that didn't stop Lady Zainab salamullah alayha from continuing the path of Islam. And it didn't stop her from praying her midnight prayers. And it didn't stop her from defending Islam. And of course, it didn't stop her from defending Wilaya. And most importantly, it didn't stop her from living. I said, "Listen, Amina, you need to support your aunt and uncle. And you need to let them know that yes, it is tragic, but Abbas led a good and honorable life. And we too must continue living despite the loss of a child. And you know why? Because that is what the Almighty Allah wants us to do. And most importantly, they should keep the memory and the mission of Abbas alive, just like Lady Zainab salamullah alayha kept the memory and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam alive." I said, "Your family, Amina, can continue the activities that Abbas was involved in when he was alive." Amina began to smile. "Yes, Fatima. We will keep the memory and the mission of Abbas alive. And you know what? I'm going to try my best to get my aunt and uncle back up on their feet again. And you know what? One last thing. I might not know what it feels like to lose a child, but Lady Zainab Salaamu Alaiha surely does. And she will surely help you to remain steadfast in the face of losing a child or a loved one, wherever you are.